Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. More on the VFD, the Veterinary Feed Directive, with Brian Lubbers in just a moment.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer Cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cuperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone. See?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel, 10 and 2.
In 2 months from now, we'll hit the official start of the Veterinary Feed Directive usage in this country, January 1 of 2017. Dr. Brian Lubbers from Kansas State joins us again today as we talk about what may happen as we hit January 1st and actually start all this process in motion for real.
There's a couple things that I think. First of all, I hope that the process doesn't cause logistical challenges that keep animals from really getting those drugs that need those drugs. So that's why I encourage people, start today. Make sure you've got that in place. But the next part is, I really hope it doesn't change for a lot of us. And if that's true, that means we were using those drugs appropriately before, and we didn't have the regulatory hurdles that cause problems there. So my hope is we've been doing it right. This doesn't get in the way of to continue to do it right. And we're kind of where we are tomorrow, where we are today.
It seems like that with that relationship kind of formalized with this veterinary feed directive, that a veterinarian almost becomes responsible for making sure that producer toes the line or is following all the various rules, regs regarding any extra label uses of drugs.
Yeah, the veterinarian has always been responsible for extra label drug use. And certainly veterinarians aren't prosecuted when producers ignore their instructions, but the veterinarian certainly holds a lot of responsibility with extra label drug use. And we've seen it in the past when it comes to meat residues, that if the veterinarian is not responsible or it isn't accordingly prescribing extra label and it results in a residue, the veterinarian does hold some responsibility there too.
Dr. Luber says while the FDA has not put out an official form for each veterinarian to fill out, they're on their own to actually develop the form that works best for them. There is a specific number of items that have to be a part of every single veterinary feed directive that's written after the first of the year.
Yep, 17 different items have to be on the VFD. A lot of the basics that veterinarian's name, address, and phone number, client's name, address, and phone number, where the animals are located, how many, what drug in the feed, how much of it. There are things that you would think would need to be on there, cautionary statements, and then the veterinarian has to sign it. But that VFD is not valid, and the feed distributor won't fill it unless everything's complete.
This is going to be an extra layer of cost for a typical producer, you think?
Certainly, I think veterinarians will, and I think they should charge to have a VFD for a producer. Some may not. They may consider it the course of their practice, but it certainly is part of their time, and I think there will be cost involved there. The other side of that coin, though, is I think having a veterinarian involved in your operation, you should be able to – that veterinarian should be able to give you things that are cost-saving measures and above and beyond just the VFD. And it may not be just antibiotic use. It may be having a veterinarian more involved. He's investigating something and finds you have a reproductive issue that, when corrected, could save you thousands of dollars. So I think there are opportunities to recapture any of the costs that the veterinarian would have for writing the VFD.
Dr. Brian Lubbers of K-State, he came back around several times in our conversation with him that the key for producers right now is to establish that veterinary client-producer relationship sooner rather than later. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
This is Bob Tallman inviting you to join us for the 4-6's Legacy Female Sale, Thursday, November 10th at 1 p.m. Central. The sale will be broadcast live at SuperiorLivestock.com and Dish Channel 232. What an opportunity to purchase legendary heifers in load lots or groups of 10 head. For more information, call my friends at Superior Livestock, 1-800-422-2117, or visit SuperiorLivestock.com.
At your Beef Buzz, have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.